Our text for this Christmas day is from John chapter 1, these words: "All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for over 1,000 years now, the church on earth has heard this same text, John chapter 1, on Christmas Day. It's a tradition. On Christmas Eve, it's Luke 2. Luke 2, which begins with the familiar, "Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." And of course, then we hear about Joseph and Mary traveling to Bethlehem, the appearance of the angel and an angel choir to the shepherds outside of Bethlehem, and then of their going there to Bethlehem to find Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying there in a manger in a stable. That's Christmas Eve. It's simple. It's beautiful. Easy to understand. But then comes the gospel for Christmas Day from John 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being." Now that text, a text very familiar to us, is nonetheless more challenging to understand than Luke 2. So a bit of clarification on this Christmas Day 2019. First of all, the identity of the Word. Well, the Word in John chapter 1 is the Son of God. The Son of God before he became man in the womb of Mary. But the Son of God, he wasn't created in Mary's womb, but has existed from all eternity. In the womb of Mary, the Son of God took on human flesh which before that moment he did not have. So, what is the beginning? Well, the beginning is creation itself. Genesis chapter 1. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." So John 1 tells us, the Gospel of John, that when God created the earth, the Son of God was there. The Son of God was there at creation. And the Holy Spirit was also there as well, as Genesis 1 tells us. The Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the water. So there in the beginning, at the creation of the world, the Father was there, the Holy Spirit was there, and the Son was there. And now comes the kicker, the Christmas kicker. And that is, according to John 1, when the world was created and all that was in it, including man, when the world was created, it was created through the Son. Through the Son. How are we to understand that? It can be kind of hard. We can certainly say what it's like, this creation of all that exists through the Son. When I make a piece of furniture in my shop, I usually use my radial arm saw. Now, someone seeing what I made might say, "You made that?" And I would have to say, "Yes, but I used my radial arm saw." Significant? When I was in 4-H as a child, there was a rule that no power tools could be used on wood projects. Anything made had to be made by hand, with hand tools, for the use of power tools would bring something else into play, something else into the creation of the project. There was a difference between me making something by hand and me making something with the power tool, and the people at 4-H, they knew that. Of course, the general of an army in battle, he accomplishes much and said to win. The general wins a battle, but in reality, all of what the general does goes through the officers underneath him, often just one, a right-hand man. Saw a trumpet player once finishing a completed piece to wild, a complicated piece to wild applause, only to hold his trumpet, a brand new trumpet, up in the air. And the message to the audience was clear. I could not have just played that piece without this specific trumpet. So what's the point? Well, the point is that on Christmas Day, we celebrate the fact that the little baby Jesus was not just a prophet like Elijah, not just an angel like Gabriel, not a spirit-anointed leader like David. No, the little baby Jesus was in fact the very Son of God taking on human flesh, the very Son of God who was present at the creation of the world, and what is more, was instrumental in that creation. That is, all things were created through him. So verse 9 of the Christmas hymn, "From heaven above to earth I come," written by Luther, "Ah, Lord, though you created all, how weak you are, so poor, small, that you should choose to lay your head where lowly cattle lately fed." Okay, Pastor, we get it. Little baby Jesus ultimately was the one responsible for creation itself, for our creation. And, well that explains to us all why Jesus, the little baby Jesus, is the one not only responsible for our creation, but he's also responsible for our recreation, our new creation, our new life, which is ours through faith in him. Scripture tells us that it's in Christ specifically that we are a new creation, and that in Christ we walk in newness of life, and that in Christ the old has passed away and the new has come. Now here the point is not that now that we've gotten to know Jesus, we'll commit ourselves to be like him, to live like him, to act like him. I mean, we do that. We do that with people that impress us, right? Being impressed with someone, we try to copy them. We read the books they read, and we dress like they dress, and we eat the same foods they eat, and we drive the same car. We know how this works. We try to copy in our lives the lives of the people who impress us, but that's not the way it works with Jesus. For Jesus does actually more for us by sending his Spirit into our hearts through his word, or when we are baptized, reborn into him. Jesus begins to recreate us into what we should be. That is his image and his likeness. It's the very Son of God. So later on in John 1, we read, he was in the world, that is the very Son of God became man in Jesus. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. That is, the people around him didn't recognize Jesus as the very creator of all that exists. He came to his own, that is the children of Israel. He came to his own, and those who were his own, they did not receive him. But as many as did receive him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Now listen up. Listen to how it is that Jesus gave those who believed in him the right to become children of God. More of John 1. "These were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, born of God." Do you understand? All those, you and me, who believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, have by Jesus, through his Spirit, been recreated. That is, we've been caused to be born again, born anew. Remember what Jesus told Nicodemus, one of the leaders of the Jews who came to Jesus this night to talk to him. Remember what Jesus told Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Then again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." You know, back in the 70s and in the 80s, it was popular among some Christians to insist that they were not just Christians. Not just Christians, but they were born-again Christians. But there's no distinction. For this is what Christmas teaches us, what John 1 teaches us. And that is that all Christians, every single Christian, you, me, all of us, yes, all Christians are born-again Christians. I mean, there really is no other kind of Christian. Through His Spirit, Jesus, the very Son of God, creates Christians. That is, He takes a person. He takes you, He takes me, born spiritually blind, dead, and His enemy. Yes, the very Son of God, Jesus, takes a person, and by means of His Spirit, He makes something new. He creates in that person a new heart, a new man, one who believes in Jesus as his Savior from the old fallen creation that is from Himself. Now, that saving took place in the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross, some 33 years after His birth. For there on the cross was the one through whom all things were made, sacrificing Himself for that which He made, offering Himself for its failures and its faults and defects, that is, its sins, just so that He could recreate it, make it new, renovate it, and once again enjoy its company. It's no wonder creation itself reacted then when the crucifixion took place with darkness and an earthquake, sending everyone around the cross into a panic. But at its birth, something else occurred, right? The heavens open, revealing a choir of angels, heavenly beings to sing to shepherds. And a star appeared, drawing the wise men from the east, guiding them to the side of Jesus. Creation itself pointing out, glorifying, rejoicing in its Creator. So on Christmas, that's what we do as well. We rejoice in our Creator and in our Recreator, Jesus, our Savior, who by His Spirit would create in us clean hearts and renew right spirits, restoring unto us the joy of our salvation, of being called sons and daughters of God, and daily being upheld with the Holy Spirit of Christ. Admittedly, without knowing any of this, we could still have a nice time at Christmas. Why? Now, the birth of a baby is normally a time of rejoicing, isn't it? So Christmas can easily become one big baby shower. A baby shower for Jesus. But of course, it's so much more than that. Not just a celebration of the birth of the very Son of God, but the celebration of the birth of the sons and daughters of God. Of our rebirth, our recreation, through Him, through whom all things were made. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and sing the offertory.